Hey guys, welcome back to this podcast. Before we get started on today's episode, I wanted to share something with you. If you enjoy my parenting-focused podcast, you will love Meg Faree's new podcast, Sense, by Meg Faree. Meg is an OT and parenting expert and a baby guru who I have turned to many times on my parenting journey. So when I heard that she had her own podcast, I was all ears. Meg's podcasts vary between giving advice to real moms about their parenting journeys to the occasional guest expert, such as my personal favorite, which is the episode with pediatric dietitian Kath McGaw on weaning your baby. So if you are looking for real-world practical advice, do head on over to Sense by Meg Faree. Thank you for listening and enjoy today's episode. Hello, and welcome to the Honest Hour podcast. I am Christina Mazurek, your host, and I believe that to be honest is to try to convince someone of your discovered truth of something. Your honesty is your work, your story, your relationships, and your worldview. The Honest Hour podcast is a collective voice of global influences. It is through honest conversations out loud that we can rise together through a more diverse understanding of the world. This is your honesty. Enjoy today's episode. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Honest Hour podcast. I just finished recording with the founder of Cherry Melon Maternity. I absolutely love their range of clothes. You're going to hear me rave all about it in this conversation. And I'm doing something a little different today. I'm recording the intro to this podcast after we've had the conversation. So at the risk of being redundant, let me tell you a little bit about the chat we had today. Tiggy Podchiter. You'll learn later in the podcast that I maybe butchered that right now, but give me some grace. Created a line of maternity clothing out of a need for less restrictive clothes and more inventive motherhood necessities. Cherry Melon is the brainchild of this mom, Tiggy, and you will hear in this episode that she has put her heart and soul into building an ethical business that not only meets all of the needs of mothers on their journey through pregnancy and the postpartum journey, as well as breastfeeding, but also aims to support the local economy and female-run businesses. Cherry Melon clothes are uncomplicated, everyday clothes that support the pregnancy through all of these stages, while also helping the mom feel tastefully stylish in a timeless manner. I have worn these clothes through all of my pregnancies. I'm on my third pregnancy now. Compared to my first pregnancy, my lifestyle is completely different. When I was first pregnant and I started wearing Cherry Melon maternity clothes, I was scaling a business of my own, which eventually I sold at the end of my pregnancy before my child was born. So I was going to events, I was speaking at conferences, I was in the boardroom, I was managing staff. I had to look and feel professional, while also feel comfortable in my pregnant body. These days, with the third child on the way, I live in a very slow, barefoot beach town. I'm a full-time mom and homemaker, and my lifestyle is completely different. And yet, when I started looking for comfortable, tasteful maternity clothes that met my lifestyle now, I found, after searching around for a while, that the best line again was Cherry Melon. I hope you find this episode interesting and wonderful. I hope that if you haven't heard of this line of clothing and you're in this season of life now, that you go check them out because they're pretty incredible. They're doing amazing things, and I really can't wait to see what the future holds for Tiggy and her entire team at Cherry Melon. Thank you so much, guys. Enjoy this episode. Welcome to the Honest Hour podcast, everyone. I'm so excited to be here today with our latest guest, Tiggy, from the wonderful maternity line in South Africa, Cherry Melon. I'm so excited to chat with you today, Tiggy. How are you doing?
I'm so well. Thank you for having me.
You'll have to forgive me. As an American, I still mispronounce people's surnames. I'm assuming I pronounced your first name right, but please, before I bugger it up, can you say your full name for us?
It's Tigi Potgieter. So yeah, I can imagine Potgieter would be quite difficult for you. It's even difficult for me to get the G in the throat, Potgieter.
Yes, I've been practicing it with my grade one son who's doing Afrikaans as a second language, but I'm not even going to practice it right here. I will absolutely embarrass myself. It's just an absolute pleasure to chat with you. I am on my third pregnancy now, and it is, fantastic. The third season of wearing your maternity line. Oh, I absolutely love it.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's fantastic. Thank you.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. I mean, I actually searched around quite a bit this time. The third time around, there's more options in South Africa, which is fantastic. Yes. But I'm not just saying this. I found in my shopping experiences that the best option is still Cherry Melon. I find it's comfortable, affordable, fashionable, transferable, and I absolutely love it. So without further ado, can you give us a bit of an intro about your who, what, when, where, and why? What sparked the idea of Cherry Melon? What's behind the name? And what's your why?
Well, thank you. Oh, thank you, Christina, so much for that compliment, because it's always amazing to hear. So I started Cherry Melon when my son was still in my tummy 17 years ago. He's 17 now.
Wow.
And yes, it's been a long, long time. So back then I was in IT. I struggled to call myself a programmer, but I was a software developer, I guess, but not quite as clever as I wanted to be. So always pretty stressed in that field. And just searching and searching and searching for something that I knew I would be able to do and sell easily, because I'm not a great salesperson. And so when I fell pregnant and I was mixing with more pregnant women, that's when I realized there was this huge gap in the market for, not just good everyday maternity wear, but as you were saying earlier, it's got to be affordable as well, because it's a short period in one's life, and it's not like one's investing in something that you can wear season after season. So that's what I struggled with, and I kept hearing other women, talking about how they were struggling to find the right type of clothing, just not specific to someone else's style, just that everyday wear. The t-shirt and jeans kind of thing. So that's where it all started.
Amazing. And 17 years ago, I mean, jeepers, I started having babies. So my oldest child is 7. So it would have been 8 years ago. And I feel like even then I was lucky to discover about Cherry Melon. At the time, I think you had only one shop, and it was in Canal Walk. So
right.
Walk us
yes.
to that journey. I mean, you obviously had this idea and this concept come to mind when you were pregnant 17 years ago, but what was the journey from concept and idea to execution and where you are today?
Well, I swore that I wouldn't get into retail, and now I'm absolutely loving it. So how it started was, well, I actually didn't know what I was going to do. I just knew that this was something that I should try. And so I had a friend who was, I think she still is a buyer for Truworths. And so she kind of walked me through the very simple process of how one would start with getting a design, getting a sample, getting a pattern maker, and having that sample made up, and just took me through the few very basic steps, introduced me to someone who could actually put a design together. And I used to go to this girl's house after work, after hours, because I was still working for a while, for quite a while I started this. And I would take my little strap-on belly and I'd go to her house. And her boyfriend would be, oh my gosh, he would be in hysterics every time I walked in, because there I was with my pregnant strap-on tummy. And so we'd try on various things, and I would, decide on, I basically had, I'm a real jeans and t-shirt kind of person. So I picked my favorite t-shirt and I picked my favorite pants, and we based the first few styles on that. And then she introduced me to a couple of seamstresses in, I think it was in the Athlone area. And as I say, I was absolutely clueless. I think my first samples
Oh my goodness.
Were all, Yeah, they were all in the same type of fabric, and I didn't even know what you know types of fabric that there were different types of fabric back then. So anyway, it's been a long, incredibly hard journey. Not coming from the fashion background, not you know being absolutely clueless. And then, so I started supplying. I approached a couple of stores, and as I said in the beginning, I'm so not a salesperson. So I was, you know, I'm quite shy and quite, you know, never quite confident in my, you know, in my product. Like you say, you bought 8 years ago, and I'm going, oh my God, what? I hope they were fantastic because, you know, we keep progressing so much. Oh, thanks. So I decided to start off just with wholesale, supplying stores. So I found a couple of stores in Cape Town. But what I found quite frustrating is they weren't specific for the mom. They were more for the kid, for the baby. Right. So it was either, you know, it was kids' clothing or a mixture of kids and ladies' wear. So I found that quite frustrating. And But that was the only route I could go until I got approached by a friend of mine's sister who's got a kids' clothing label, and she asked if I wanted to share a space with her. So the first place we started was in Newlands, in a little kind of villagey, local, suburbia type of area. And that's where I got my first taste of retail, which I really actually started loving. And from there, that's when, after a year or so, that's when we got the opportunity to move into Canal Walk.
Incredible. And you have more stores than that now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So we've got six stores now. So we've got two in Cape Town and the rest in the Gauteng area.
Oh, incredible.
And yeah, it is. It's amazing, amazing, amazing. Two of those six stores are pop-ups, so they're trials. So that's very important for me to really kind of get an idea of the area, of the customer. You know, it's a huge commitment going into a long-term lease in a mall, especially for a small brand and small, you know, very niche customer base. You're not really going to be having those, you know, the foot traffic isn't going to be the customer necessarily, you know, like a teeny little percentage are going to be the pregnant woman. So it's got to be right.
Quite niche.
So yes, it's so niche. It's so niche. Yeah. So, but you know, so two of them are still in testing phase, but we're pretty happy about those two as well. So yeah, six, and then our online store is our seventh.
And I can vouch for your online store after finding out I was pregnant this time, I went back into your store in Canal Walk, which is the closest location for me, living quite far out in the very deep south of Cape Town, where the two oceans meet. And I went there. It's quite a trek. I'm still very happy with the quality of your clothes and the offering and the variety and the range. Love how it's comfortable and versatile. I can literally wake up and get dressed in them. I can go for a walk in them. I can just accessorize it a little bit and get straight onto a podcast. Just hop around, and it's just really transferable throughout my day as a sort of working-ish mom who also likes to be active and comfortable. And what I noticed is, after I did the shopping, I realized there were a couple of more items that I needed. But once I'd been into your store and I knew what size I was and what labels I liked, I just ordered online. It was amazing. And they came really quickly.
Great. And I'm delighted.
Yeah, fantastic experience. So besides what we've already discussed about the fact that your product is local and it is affordable for women, what else makes your clothing range unique when it comes to maternity clothing options in South Africa?
Well, I think the fact that we've got that direct connection with the customer. So for me, it is of absolute importance that we don't do anything without knowing that that's what the customer is needing and wanting.
Right.
It can't just come from our desire of creating something new. It's got to be something that she's wanting, asking for. So that constant connection with our customer. So I will make sure that my team in the stores are listening, asking questions, hearing what the customer is saying and commenting on, and that we can adjust or create straight away from that feedback, which I think is hugely important. And I think that is our unique selling factor, because, you know, if you go into walk into H&M or any of the other stores that are providing it, you don't get that one-on-one service, and you don't have someone who can really, that expertise of someone who's obviously dealing with a lot of other customers, but really getting the first-hand knowledge about what our clothing is all about, what the functionality does, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that for us is key.
No, I've definitely noticed that in my shopping experience as well. When one goes to Canal Walk, you usually have quite a few birds you need to hit with one stone. And so I went to all of the different shops I knew carried maternity wear. And the big retailer that you mentioned was one of them. Not a wonderful shopping experience, because like we had discussed, maternity clothes are niche. It's very unique. You want to find something that not only fits and makes you feel like you look good, but it has to feel comfortable. I mean, our bodies are constantly growing and changing in pregnancy. Even on the third time around, I found in ways we cannot predict or plan for or wrap our heads around until the time has come. And you just want to feel comfortable in your body. And people need to understand how to talk to you about what you're looking for. Like trying on bras is like a whole new experience when you are pregnant.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm so glad that you had that good experience. Thank you.
Yes. No, it was incredible. And like I said, now I know what I like and now I know what I need. And I've just continued to top up online here and there. And what I also love about your range is that we all know about, if you've had a baby before, it's the fourth trimester is what awaits you. It's not like you pop the baby out and immediately your hips go back in, your rib cage goes back to its normal size, your stomach goes flat. It takes quite a while for our bodies to bounce back to our pre-pregnancy size, shape, and comfortable feeling. And what I love about your range of clothes is that it was something the first two pregnancies I continued to wear for almost like 8 or 9 months postpartum, not just for the breastfeeding experience, but for that comfort level. So tell us a little bit more about how your range goes on into that longer term journey for the mother.
Yes, well, to be honest, initially, that wasn't something that I really was focusing on. I was really focusing on that pregnancy period, the first, obviously during the 9 months. And again, the more listening to the customer and the more hearing where, you know, after 9 months, you need to keep, as you say, your body hasn't bounced back straight away. And as so many customers say, what is bouncing back? You know, this is my new body anyway. So, you know, this is potentially the way I want to go forward or whatever the case may be. But so the functionality of once you've had the baby, so whether it's feeding, but also, as you say, the longevity. So you can add on those extra months and then, you know, obviously the functionality, which will cover the comfort. So it is something that we've really, really been focusing on over the last few years is adding, ensuring that one can, if it looks good during your pregnancy, majority of the clothes you can wear afterwards. I think that really is key. So not necessarily just that it's feeding functionality, but it's just, you know, if you're just feeling more comfortable in it, if you've had a cesarean and you sore or whatever the case may be, it will be that hopefully extreme comfort that, you know, that you can also lounge around in. But as you say, you can be active, but, you know, still in a very comfortable way.
I think the other word I'm looking for here is confidence. And it's not just feeling like this frumpy, comfortable mom feeling. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think at the same time, we also want to feel like a part of ourselves is still there when we're on our pregnancy and early motherhood journey. And what I've noticed about your clothes is that a lot of them are designed in this really lovely A-line sort of way, where I mean, I feel like I'm getting rounder and rounder. Like my face is getting rounder. My arms are getting rounder. I have no waist anymore. I'm normally like a pear-shaped figure, and that nothing is working for me anymore. I feel like an Oompa Loompa. But when I put your clothes on, they not only fit and were stretchy and comfortable, but the shirts, not only could I like open up a little flap and I could easily breastfeed without unzipping or unclipping and all these complicated contraptions that would then draw attention to me in public, but also it just was layered in a way, or the neckline was in such a way that I felt like, oh, there, okay, I'm showing my nice collarbone, or I can wear a beautiful necklace with this. And it just ticked all the boxes for me. So when it comes to your business model, how are you getting your designs made as well as sourcing your fabrics? How does that work?
Yes. So I have got a designer who, and she's very, very important to the brand. She, you know, she will understand obviously from the fashion, from the trend side, but then very importantly from the pregnant, not just the form, but how one feels during that time and what one will really want to wear and be comfortable in wearing and feel attractive wearing, but not, you know, not being too fashion forward. So that's very important. So it's not fashion, but it's on trend. So that's great. So we constantly
very tasteful and timeless.
Tasteful, timeless. And then obviously the difficulty with being one of few maternity wear brands is that, you know, we catering to the every customer. So whether she's a Woolworths shopper or a diesel wearer or whatever she's, you know, whatever her style, she's now needing to purchase mainly from Cherry Melon. So we really need to do that kind of broad spectrum that it can suit across a lot of different styles.
Yes.
And so I think that goes back to where, you know, with what I wear and that kind of everyday easy jeans and t-shirt type thing, and I keep basing it back to that. What do we all need in our wardrobes? Where do we start with, and then what do we want to add onto that? So it's very important to keep with the basics, and then have that small portion of the fashion, of the trend on top there. And then on the side of the fabrics, that's very challenging. So a lot of our knits we have milled here in Cape Town, which is amazing. So we do local as much as possible. So those beautiful stretchy fabrics that you feel. No, we've got such an incredible local supplier. And we try and obviously use as much of that as possible to stay local. And then anything that we can't get, obviously then we have to, you know, if we can't get it locally, we source it. But we buy from local suppliers, but they source it from, for example, China or India.
Right.
Or Mauritius, for example. But it is quite a challenge, especially now with the, you know, with the supply chain that's been so disrupted during COVID, and now, you know, China's going back has gone back into a massive lockdown. So we, you know, so the supply of fabric very, very disrupted. So, you know, sometimes we'll have a month where you don't see any prints in our store, or 2 months where, you know, we just can't get the right type of product. And we're just waiting. But I think, you know, everyone's experiencing that, so we just have to deal with it. But yeah, on the fabric side, the supply, that is quite a challenge. And then as well with the war and with fuel and all the prices are going up, and, you know, I'm so conscious of trying to keep that as affordable for the customer. We're all going through hell, but then on the other side, we have to, you know, keep pushing that up as well, just to be able to cover what we need to cover. So it's a challenge, but it's a fantastic challenge to have.
I love that your focus continues to stay on the needs of your customer, as well as supporting the local economy, and most importantly, female-run businesses. So I feel like it's truly a line of pregnancy clothes made for moms by moms. And I absolutely love that. And I think we need to see more of that and celebrate the people like you that are sticking to those incredible commitments.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we do really, and the teams that we use, so that a lot of the seamstresses, this we call them CMTs, cut, make and trim, who make up the garments for us, they've been with us for a lot of them for over 10 years or so. So it's really, we've built up an incredible community of women workers, all of us. We in it together. We know what it's about, and we're all very passionate about the not just the industry but the brand. I mean, yeah. So that's also so important for me, is that anyone who is part of the process of making a garment, there's good energy, there's love, there's passion, so that I just always say, it will feed through to the customer, to
It
if
does.
there's been a good energy to of the process, then it'll end up in good, happy hands.
I think that's very true. That leads me to my next question. What does the future look like for Cherry Melon? Do you have any new surprises up your sleeves? Are there going to be more shops, conferences, expanding the line a bit?
We're definitely expanding the line. Actually, when you mentioned earlier about bras, fitting bras, I can't wait to send you a couple of our new bras that are arriving very, very soon, which I
Oh
think
my
you'll absolutely
goodness.
love. We are being
I'm due for
active
a few more.
okay, excellent. Well, they'll be on their way. So
Oh.
yes, we are again, it's a matter of, the huge challenges, and I think, as being in one's own business, is one does think one grows according to one's, I'd say, cash ability. So it's not an easy process. I've never wanted to. I borrowed a lot of money at the beginning from family. And that's then, that's the commitment that one has to keep growing and keep being able to honor that commitment and pay everything back, which I'm happy to say is virtually finalized. But so what I'm getting at is that it's all very well to grow and borrow and grow and borrow, but I'm I prefer to do things on a more
Organically.
organic, and that's sustainable, and that's solid, and not to run too fast. But and that's why with the stores, I like to test them. I'm not going to jump. I'm not going to feel pressurized to just take the first best thing that I see. And for me, the business, it's so important that there's longevity to it. So I'm not going to rock any boats unnecessarily.
Oh
But
my goodness, that would be stressful.
I mean, it's incredibly stressful. It's incredibly, it's quite a lonely walk, actually. It's not having, well, I haven't been very good with reaching out and networking with other women or men running their own businesses, etc. I've just been head down and stuck on the grind, the treadmill of trying to survive. So
Yes.
it's been quite a lonely journey and very, very stressful. But it's amazing having the team around me to, that as I was saying earlier, with the passion that they've got for the brand. So that's incredible support. But sorry, I'm digressing. So we are definitely expanding on our range. The bras are the only ones I'm going to talk about right now because those are
But there are
literally
some
landing.
surprises ahead for
But
us.
they absolutely are. They absolutely are. We, I think it's so important to constantly innovate and again, stay with the trend. See, what the customer is expecting. And if we stay stagnant, we will just go backwards. So it's that innovation is very important for us. And there's such scope. There really is. And as I was saying as well, I love the retail side of things. And I, even though everyone keeps saying, it's all about online and that's the future, it's still very important, in my opinion, that the customer has that retail. Like you said, you drove, you took a long, long journey to first go and experience
Yes.
the clothing, understand your size and the fit, before you would then the next time shop online. So I just feel that touch point is very important for the customer. So yes, expanding on the brick and mortar side as well as.
I do not understand how people exclusively shop for clothes online. My body is just not that predictable or simple. It is so complicated. I need to go into a shop and try things on. And I do find that like I'm quite consistent in my fashion because my priorities are actually very in line with the Cherry Melon brand and that I want to be comfortable but also have this sort of timeless, subtle fashion about me. I don't need to be a fashionista. I want to feel comfortable, but I don't want to look dated. And once I know what my key pieces are and my staples are, I just sort of keep my closet stocked with those things. And then I can order those things online. But every now and again, I might need something new. And I just can't trust what I see only online for that shopping experience. For other things, yes. Clothes, I need the tangible experience.
I agree with you 100%. I think it is – well, I'm still so amazed at how many people do shop online and it's their first orders and they've just straight away, they go for it, which is fantastic. It's absolutely amazing. But there are definitely the, you know, the others like you and I that need to go into that store. So I'd love to offer, you know, get more into the other major cities that, you know, as I say, we're only in Cape Town and Gauteng at the moment. So the other main cities like Durban and the rest, I think, are the next on the cards.
Amazing. That's very exciting. I think we've spoken a lot about your ideal customer. And that was my next question is if you could speak to the audience today and just describe who your ideal customer would be and where they can find you online, that would be incredible.
Thank you. So ideal customer, she was just be – that's a difficult one because I'm just looking for her feedback, really. I mean, the ideal customer will talk back to me and say to me what she's loving but also what she's not loving, what she's looking for, so that we really can keep offering the right product to you as the customer. So that for me – obviously, that amazing kind of love and passion is just so incredible that the customer feeds back. It really, still to this day, it's just such an incredible thing that there can be such a, you know, such an appreciation for something that we are offering, which is great. So I think she can just reach out at absolutely any time during her shopping experience online, which is cherrymelon.co.za. And, you know, we try and put all the touch points there that if she's got any questions, which as a pregnant woman, we do, like what, you know, even walking into the store, what size are you? I don't know. Like what size were you? Well, I was a size 34. So that's your starting point. But to, you know, I mean, as being pregnant, we go like, but I don't think I'm still at size 34. So it's going through that process, asking those questions. And, you know, we do try and answer all those questions for the customer, whether they, you know, wherever they are in their shopping process online. But yes, wherever we can help, I really ask for that feedback coming back from the customer. It's just how we can improve.
Amazing. I will also add, when I compared your product line to some other ones, some of the clothes I had to compare them to were products that my parents very lovingly brought from America for me. So obviously in the States, you have far more choices because you have a bigger consumer base and better scalability and all of that jazz. They brought some stylish shorts and cute little options. And what I noticed is that in my first trimester or at the beginning of my second trimester, and yes, for everyone listening, by your third pregnancy, you do start looking for maternity clothes sooner than you do in your first few pregnancies. I noticed that, like, for instance, this one pair of shorts, they were denim shorts and they had the whole elastic belly thing that goes up. The shorts pulled up and they fit. They just fit. And they were my size. And by the time I was maybe 18, 19 weeks pregnant only, the leg part of the shorts they didn't fit anymore. So your body changes in more ways than just your expanding belly. And I feel like your clothing line has so much grace for that. And it was so uncomfortable and so, I don't know, I couldn't find the word, but, you know, we have to be so graceful with ourselves in this journey of our bodies changing to accommodate the hormones and the fluid and the extra blood flow and this growing little human. And if you find you're constantly struggling to fit into even your maternity clothes, it's sort of like, it's really sad. It's hard mentally and emotionally to deal with that on top of all the hormones that you're navigating as well. And I just found when I bought Cherry Melon pants and clothes, I could buy the size that fit me from the very beginning, and they fit me all the way through to the end and after. They moved with my body and they were flattering to my body and comfortable to wear. And I say this as someone who, like I said, has bought your clothes from my first pregnancy to my second to my third pregnancy. In my first pregnancy, I was scaling a business of my own and I was going to conferences and doing live talks and organizing events. So I had to look very professional and I wore the same clothes, same styles from your line that I wear now, being a full-time stay-at-home mom in a very slow beach town in Cape Town where I'm mostly with my kids all day. And I just felt equally appropriately dressed and stylish and comfortable in all three pregnancies, even though my lifestyle was different each time. And I think
that is so incredible.
Say it highly enough of yourself, so I'll say it for you now, but you've done an incredible job of building a business of people that have their heart in it, who share the same goals and priorities and philosophy for what your future is going to hold for Cherry Melon. And I just think it really, truly shows that your heart truly is where the customer's needs are. And yeah, I'm very excited to see how you guys continue your journey.
Thank you so, so much. That's so incredible to hear, because that really is, you know, that, and I think that is the misunderstanding with a lot of customers where, you know, when we fall pregnant, we're going, okay, so I'm this size now. I have no idea what size I'm going to be by the end of my pregnancy. So I'm just going to wait a little bit longer until my tummy's bigger and whatever happens to the rest of my body. And that really with Cherry Melon is not necessary. As you say, you can start from the beginning. So it's so important for us to, so we test our clothing without a belly, with a belly afterwards. So, you know, we really do try and ensure that during that entire phase, process, you are, it's still flattering, it's still working. So whether you're cinching it or whether there's an extra bit of stretch or, you know, however we work with the styling, it's got to see you through, because again, we don't have the budgets to buy twice or three times during our pregnancy and then again, you know, afterwards. So that's crucial, absolutely crucial, to be able to wear it throughout and not have to change your size. So thanks. I'm delighted to hear that you experienced that.
No, absolutely. And I mean every single word. And I'm going to put all the links in the notes of the podcast so that everyone can find you online, as well as your location shops and your social media.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Tiggy. I appreciate the time you've given us today. And like I said, I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Christina.
Thank you for listening to the Honest Hour podcast. I hope this recording inspired you to live in your honest truth. And I encourage you, if you enjoyed the episode, to subscribe and to rate the podcast. If you would like to connect with me online, I would love to hear from you. I'm on Instagram at The Honest Hour Podcast, and my website is christinamazarek.co.za. Thank you and have a beautiful day.